Right now on VFN TV, Glenn Beck goes to Thailand and finds out now it's the synergy of sex trafficking and human trafficking in America. We'll be talking about that. Operation Underground, how they're rescuing these children. President Trump puts the weight of America behind ending sex trafficking and the Pink Room. That and so much more right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. Well, it's just a horrific thing that's taking place right now. The numbers of human trafficking slaves in the world, not just in all over the world now, if you added up every slave there ever was in the history of the world, except for this generation, there's more slaves right now today than there ever was when you add all those slaves together. It is horrific. They say it's because of the internet. We've been talking about it for quite some time. You may have heard one of our earlier broadcasts and talking about the Pink Room and how Cambodia ended up, how a mother ended up trading her little 12-year-old girl for like a refrigerator. How did that come to pass? And you can find out more about that in the Pink Room. We'll be talking more about that. But Glenn Beck Broadcasting, he went to Thailand with Operation Underground Railroad, who focuses on rescuing children from sex trafficking and human trafficking. And, you know, we've been sponsoring them ourselves and being there with them. There was a Haitian rescue of children. A fake orphanage was going on, and they showed up like they were, quote, buyers. And instead of course, buying them the way people do that, they actually freed them from this human trafficking. It's just terrible what's going on in the world right now. We've been praying for years that God would end it. As a matter of fact, we've been praying. We have a 24-hour prayer community on every Monday that we pray, and you're welcome to be a part of that. International House of Prayer, Kansas City's been praying to be able to end sex trafficking, asking God to end it. But first, we want to take you there and show you what's happening right now, this very moment, when people are drinking their cappuccinos, when people are thinking about this and that in America, such a blessed nation. Look what's happening to children in Thailand. And listen to Glenn Beck as he talks about his trip that he took to Thailand just a couple of days ago.
I have spent the weekend in Thailand, and the guys who went with me, I spoke to this morning, and we all had a similar experience. Coming back home yesterday, all of us broke down, and all of us had a hard time reconnecting with our family or people who hadn't been with us, because they are in the world that we were in last Thursday, and I have fundamentally changed, and so did everybody who is with me. I was in a place where we couldn't get Wi-Fi, where no one had an iPhone or even a flip phone. There was television, but the people that I was with hadn't seen a television. I was with people who knew very little about America. In fact, the children told me they didn't even know. They had heard of it, but they didn't know anything about it. No one was talking about Donald Trump. And no one was worried about the things that we worry about every day. I went to Thailand with Operation Underground Railroad, which is a global now effort to stop human trafficking and slavery. And as I left, I saw a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter making comments, why is Glenn going to Thailand and why are you raising money for this when there are so many problems here at home? Let me explain why. I know nothing about Thailand other than it used to be Siam, which they don't even know. That was the white man name for Bangkok. And everything I learned about Siam, I learned from the King and I, which they find very offensive, because it made the king look weak. It is the nicest place I've ever been. Food aside, we'll talk about that later. Nicest place I've ever been. Nicest people I've ever met, beside the people in the center of our country. I love Americans because they're so kind and so warm and welcoming. The Thai people are exactly the same. I was in country for only about 48 hours. In the first 24 hours, not all of us said, I will never come back here ever again. All of us said, I can't see anymore. We went to a place which is a resort called Pattaya, which is about 3 hours, either north, south, east, or west of Bangkok. I didn't know where I was most of the weekend. It's on the seaside. When I got off the plane, I went to their FBI headquarters, and I met with the head of their FBI. I think it's DCI or DIC something. And he started thanking this audience. It was so bizarre. He knew who I was, and people that I had met in law enforcement were reverent to me because of you. It was so bizarre. Thinking that no one would know who I was, no one would, we hadn't done anything. When I sat down next to him in this big conference room, he started with thanking the audience for what they had done and how they are arresting the bad guys from America and from Europe. When I said a few minutes ago that this weekend turned into defending our honor, Thailand has become the sex tourist capital of the world. Because the laws have become so stringent elsewhere on what you do to a six-year-old, they go to Thailand. Thailand is now starting to really enforce this. But one of the reasons why they haven't enforced it is because they don't have the equipment online to be able to really nab these guys. And they've just gotten serious. They've just arrested, when I was there, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks before we got there, they arrested a monk. And these monks are like, it'd be like the Catholic Church arresting somebody in the Vatican. To arrest one monk, they sent 1,000 police officers because they weren't sure how people would react. But this monk was abusing this child. They are getting really serious. I left the FBI and I went to the Royal Academy where they are training the police officers, and I saw the operation centers that this audience built. It is the only one in all of Asia like it. And they are supercomputers that can go and get all the forensic evidence of these pedophiles, these guys who are going over and making films with these children and then shipping them out, and they all look like us. Then we went to Pattaya, and we went to a street where you can buy anything you want, where five-year-old children were running up to us in the street offering to sell us a watch. I thought nothing of it until one of our operators said, you buy the watch, the boy will take you back. And all these boys came up with the same item. Want to buy a watch? Want to buy a watch? Want to buy a watch? And they take you back to the guy who's, quote, selling the watches. And he says, what time and where? You're not picking a watch. They were all the same. You were picking a boy. As I'm walking down the street, I noticed that tattooed on everybody's hand is a number. And so you picked them out by numbers.
This is tragic. This is happening right now. But you're going to hear some good news, how President Trump is getting behind ending sex trafficking in America, in the world. He says he's going to put the weight of America behind it. Also, we're going to hear more about Operation Underground Railroad and what's taking place. And it's just going to really touch your heart, encourage you that something's going to happen. Imagine if that was you, if that was us in that place, and we are 8 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old, and that's happening to us. We would have no hope. But people have prayed. We've prayed for years. International House of Prayer prayed for years in Kansas City. Maybe you've been praying for years that God would end sex trafficking. We're seeing the weight of America. God is shifting to end sex trafficking in the world. Join us after the break. We'll hear more about Glenn's trip to Thailand. Make sure you join us after the trip.
We'll be right back.
There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Today, we take for granted hearing the words of the English Bible. But in the 16th century, it was illegal to translate and even own an English Bible.
Three men dared to defy the edict to translate into English what became known as the Matthew's Bible: William Tyndale, John Rogers, and Miles Coverdale.
Tyndale was ultimately put to death. John Rogers took up Tyndale's task and compiled Tyndale's English translation of the New Testament with Coverdale's translation of most of the Old Testament. When this English Bible was published in 1537, the attribution read, "Translated by Thomas Matthews?"
Historians concluded it was likely a pseudonym for Tyndale, his name still far too dangerous in 1537 when the version was completed. Engage with the Bible, this book for which many have died to preserve.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
How do I love my enemy?
I think that love begins with the common human experience that we all have. And I think that the loving your enemy gets down to the basic human issues: air, water, lights, food, family, basic human essentials. At least let's love on the level that we exist, and then debate on the level that we think. But we have lost all respect and civility. And I think that it comes back to just respecting people because God made them. Mm-hmm. And how can you say you love God who you have not seen,
right,
and hate that is a reflection that he created? You cannot worship him up there while you resent him right here.
You know, a lot of people want to abide with the Lord, but they just don't have a plan to do it. You can request that plan today at iabide.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking about the tragedy of human trafficking, sex trafficking. And it just breaks your heart to see what's happening to children. And you know, other nations have begin to clamp down on it. Thailand didn't have the technology to be able to do it. And we're going to hear some pretty, you know, this is probably going to break your heart. But understand that we need to know so we can pray and that we can go. And you're going to have a chance today. You're going to have a chance to partner like we partner with Operation Underground. And you're going to be able to partner. As simple as $5 a month, they talk about. And these are former, like, you know, federal law enforcement officers, probably SEALs, and these type of individuals that are going in aggressively and rescuing these kids. And it's a powerful thing. But first, you know, Thailand, you would have continued to hear the last part of what happened in Thailand when Glenn went there. And he's talking about, you know, when he got there and he said they treated him, you know, reverently or whatever. He's talking about that his organization, Mercury One, where people collected money and gave, you know, extravagantly to be able to rescue these kids. And so they were so impressed that Americans cared so much that they were willing to help them rescue these children. So let's continue. This is Glenn Beck's trip to Thailand, as he's found all human trafficking in orphanages and the monk. I don't know what you call the monks there, but they were involved in it. And it's just amazing. This is one thing he said. Listen to what he said. He says this: that the customer, the one that's going there that's filming these boys and girls, the one that's going there using these boys and girls, he said they look like Americans. It looks like Americans. And so we got to begin to pray, you know, God, that would deliver our nation from what's taking place. Let's go back and finish up with what Glenn saw in Thailand.
That night on the beachfront, we talked to a 14-year-old girl who was a prostitute. She had been a prostitute as long as she could remember. She told us that she had given up because no one cared and everybody made fun of her. And her self-esteem had just gone down to where she had nothing else she felt she could do. That's how we ended the first night. The next day, we went to an orphanage, has the highest conviction rate of pedophiles, this group of children, anywhere, I believe in Asia, but definitely anywhere in Thailand. And it's because they're protected, and it's an Operation OUR center. I got there, and the kids had worked out a dance and some songs, and there's this one little kid, and I can't show you any pictures because they're all protected. This one little kid in the front would tear your heart out, a little six-year-old kid just beaming. There's all boys. Just beaming, so happy, so full of joy. We have lunch with them. I learned at lunch, as they put us on a tin plate and took sticky rice and then scooped some gray kind of meatball stuff on top of it. Don't ask what it is, just eat it. We ate with the kids. And then I was taken in, and I was shown the case files. 111 case files. I maybe saw 8 before I said, I have to leave here. I can't take this anymore.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell and Jim Zook from Capistrano Beach, California, who's a networker. Ask me, John, on Minute with Maxwell, would you talk on the subject of lead? Well, you know, Jim, that's a very hard subject for me to talk on. Lead, leadership, leading, I mean, that's who I am, that's my life. I've got a question to ask you, Jim. I think you know what lead means. I know what lead means. It means to be out front, to be an example, to have somebody follow us. The question I have for all of us this weekend is, who are we leading? Perhaps it's our children. And if we are leading them, where are we leading them? What am I doing purposeful right now that would lead someone else to be a better person, to grow, to learn, to stretch? I have a challenge for you, Jim. In fact, it's going to be a challenge for me also, and for all of those who watch Minute with Maxwell. We already know that lead means get out front, take somebody somewhere, be an example. The challenge is this weekend, ask yourself, who is it in my life? Friend, neighbor, coworker, family member? Who is it that could use a little leadership? Just a little boost, a little bit of adding value to their life. And why not in these next couple days, do something with them, for them, that would lead them to higher ground.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
The little six-year-old boy I had lunch with, I asked him how old he was. He didn't know for sure. I asked him where he was born. He didn't know. I asked him about his parents. He didn't know. I stopped asking him questions. He had been taken at such a young age. I saw an American pedophile who was buying infants. That was his thing. I met a child who, as an infant, couldn't be consoled. A little girl. They finally had to take her to the hospital because she couldn't be consoled after being ripped from the arms of a pedophile. They found things lodged inside of her. I met a little boy who was a slave and had to go and sell, not his body, but had to sell anything he could find. It's up to him. You sell whatever you want. But if you don't make 15,000 baht, you'll come back and I'll burn you. Eventually, his slave master just took an iron to his chest, his back, and his neck. I sat with him, and his legs were all scarred. And I just talked to him about what he wants to do when he grows up. He thinks he's going to be a soccer player. He's going to play football. I tried to explain to him the difference between football and soccer. He didn't seem to care or understand. As I sat with these case files, this shelter was struggling, had just laid off, I think, four people, has 56 kids in it, because they were 80,000 baht short, and they were being foreclosed on. I asked, are there any therapist for these kids? Once a week, for an hour, somebody comes and meets with the children. 1 hour, once a week, 56 children. They can't afford him anymore. I said, how much to hire someone full time? Way out of the budget, 15,000 baht. I then asked how much 80,000 baht is. How much is 15,000 baht? 80,000 baht to keep it open is about $2,300 a month. 15,000 baht is about $200 a month. I told them that we would write the check to keep the orphanage open and to give them the $2,000 a month, and that we would hire two full-time doctors. After we went through the emotion of that, the guy who started the orphanage begged me to beg you, these 111 case files, most of these guys are still at large, and all of them are coming from Germany, Switzerland, France, or America. Please, we can't catch them. The Thai police can't do it. They need Americans to do it, because Americans can get in and infiltrate their ring and get in with them. Please help us catch these bad guys. I would like to ask you if you would become an abolitionist and help us stop slavery. And I'll tell you why it matters here in America during the program today. But go to OurRescue.org, OurRescue.org. $5 truly makes a difference. I saw a guy who is wanted that will purchase children and then have them run around naked in the back yard where he rents a place, and then shoot them with BB guns, and then one by one abuse them. And I mean abuse them. I saw, I remember Schindler's List, remember the guy who would just go out on his balcony and shoot the Jews? Mm-hmm. I saw that guy over and over and over and over again this weekend. And most of them are from here. And here's why it matters. As an alcoholic, I couldn't go over to Thailand and say, I'm just going to go on a drinking vacation and then come back and not drink and go over there five times. It couldn't happen. It wouldn't work. They come back here and they're worse than they were. I'll tell you later a story, if you care to hear about it, about a teacher here in America that was teaching in high school and five times a year went over to Thailand. Operation OUR finally caught him here in America, not over there, abusing the kids here in America. It matters because people go on these vacations and they're here. Please help us stop this blight. Go to OurRescue.org. That's OurRescue.org, and help rescue our children.
It's OurRescue.org, OurRescue.org. Our hearts are broken. This is when we begin to pray and to call out to God to end it. And it seems overwhelming, but it's happening now. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear what Operation Underground Rescue did, because the one thing, remember, they were overwhelmed. They didn't have the technology. The internet is making everything. People say, I can buy my products internationally now. I could do all. They're buying human beings internationally.
Yeah.
And their customer, according to what Glenn Beck is saying, he was just there with Operation Underground Railroad, is our Americans. And you can't go to Thailand and do all of that and think you don't bring that back. And it's just like God's seeing all this. He's seeing all of it. And I want you to see the difference that supporting someone like our rescue at Underground Railroad, Operation Underground Railroad, can do, because they thought they had to depend on America because America had all the wealth. But Americans, you, just like you, gave financially, and they purchased a massive computer system.
Mm-hmm.
A massive computer system that allows their law enforcement to be able to track and do forensics, which is gathering all the evidence on these people who are filming, buying,
teaches
selling.
Teaches them how to do it anonymously, and it's amazing how they're educating them.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget, you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.